Here's a thought I'll title, The Invisible That Is Right in Front of Us. Let me start with a few questions. Why is it so difficult to make a personally expressive image in, say, Yosemite? Why do our pictures look so much like everybody else's pictures of Yosemite? Why do we keep photographing sunsets ad nauseum? It's okay to admit it, we all have lots and lots of sunset pictures. They're beautiful, why not photograph them? But aren't there other things to photograph at sunset other than the beautiful orange sky? Or, here's a question from my personal life, why can't we see the yogurt from the fridge when it's on the counter right next to us? I know, sometimes it might be because I'm a man. But then again, I'm not so sure that's the reason I miss the yogurt when it's right in front of me. Believe it or not, the answer to all of these questions is the same. And in order to explain this, I need to share a little bit of biology with you. We all have in the back of our head, near the base of our skull, the top of our neck, something called the reticular activating system. And this is a part of our brain that has a very specific task. And that task is to decide which nerve-ending inputs from our body get passed into the brain and which get filtered out. You know, your body consists of gazillions, I don't know the exact count, but gazillions of nerve endings, and they're an on or off sort of affair. And when any nerve ending fires, it sends that information up to our brain. And our brain, every moment of every day, even when we're asleep, receives lots and lots and lots of input, and we can't pay attention to all of it. So the reticular activating system kicks in and tells us which bits of information to let through and which to filter out. And the two things that it allows to filter through are things that are a benefit or a reward and things that are a danger or a threat. And how does it determine this? Well, part of it is fight or flight, part of it is habit, part of it is training, part of it is life experience. But the reason this pertains to photography is because when we go to a place like Yosemite, we've seen it so many times, successfully photographed by so many photographers, that we recognize that as a reward, something that has value. So the reticular activating system lets it through. And that gorgeous picture of Half Dome is so familiar that it becomes an easy thing for us to say, oh, there's a picture. But some mud puddle by the side of the road, we haven't been taught to see, and so maybe we don't see that as photographic potential. Because the reticular activating system blocks it out, it doesn't recognize it as something of value. So the trick with this is to know that this is what's happening, and that all the things that are predictable and that are comfortable and that are perceived as valuable and even familiar, those things get into our brain. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't photograph them. It's just more important, I think, to be aware of all the things the reticular activating system is blocking out of our brain, that is preventing us from seeing. And that's something that we can take conscious control of as photographers, as creators. We can discipline ourselves to look beyond the obvious, beyond the comfortable, beyond the familiar, and to challenge ourselves with new ways of seeing. And sometimes that means a new subject, or a new kind of light, or a new angle, or an opened sensitivity to something that maybe you haven't thought of as being photogenic before. That doesn't mean, of course, that all those new things are going to make great photographs, but at least you'll have the ability to consider them, which is better than not even being aware of them, because we have this bit of biology whose task it is to specifically eliminate from our sensory input those things that aren't of value.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.